Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
A group of Irish vets is calling for a new veterinary school to be set up here. The industry is experiencing a shortage of vets throughout Ireland across all practice types. Claire Mead is a vet and founder of the Cat Hospital in Cork, and she joins me on the line. Claire, I want to talk to you about cats too a little bit later on, but on the shortage of vets, first of all, is there a problem in certain parts of the country or is it very widespread?
Good morning, Claire. I have two hats on this morning. All right. I suppose the main topic for us at the moment is the shortage of practicing vets in Ireland. This is a crisis that was flagged more than a decade ago, and we're getting to the point where it will be a crisis that will impact on the national herd and possibly on our international image, because vets are an essential part of the food production line here in Ireland. And in particular, the rural vets or the large animal vets are experiencing a crisis that is overwhelming them at this stage.
Okay.
And we're well aware that more veterinary places isn't the only solution to the problem, but it would certainly create more potential employees for vets in practice.
All right, so let's talk about some of the reasons behind this shortage of vets, Claire. It's an ageing population in certain parts of the country. Just talk to me about the age profile of vets in Ireland.
Well, just to mention, I'm almost 50 years of age myself, and I still find myself to be the young one when I go to veterinary meetings.
You are, though.
The actual profile of vets in Ireland, and we've done a lot of this research ourselves in coming up with the scheme. Over 20% of vets in Munster, registered vets, are over 60 years of age. So I'm not wrong when I get the feeling that I'm young when I'm with a group of my colleagues. Because it is a physical job, obviously as you become older, your preference would be to reduce some of your hours, and these vets are not in a position to do so. Much like the GPs in human practice, they're not in a position to reduce their hours, and they're not in a position to retire because there are no younger vets who wish to take over their practices. In fact, in Donegal, there was a real crisis in Charlie McConnell Logue's own constituency where there was no emergency service or veterinary service available for an extended period of time as a result of the sale of a practice. And, we want to prevent that happening across the country.
Okay.
And over the next 5 to 10 years, it's inevitable unless we can increase the workforce.
So if you're somebody in school who's thinking about going into veterinary, you're facing 7 years as an undergraduate and then a fairly tough career once you come out the other end.
Well, there's some good news on that front. It is only 5 years, Claire, to become a vet across Europe. It's only 5 years. And we have absolutely no challenge in the applicants for veterinary. There was over 400 people applied for veterinary in UCD this year. And, of course, there's only in the region of 80 to 90 students taken in each year. So we have a huge desire to become a vet, and we have a huge need for vets. What we don't have is we don't have the training facilities.
So the capacity isn't there to give people the opportunity. All of the people who want to become vets just can't do it in this country.
They can't do it. And would you believe they're so committed to it that many, many students travel abroad. We've had over 80 students have come from Warsaw, and these are Irish students who go all the way to Warsaw to become a vet. And we think it's very sad, and Simon Harris agrees with us, that for us to be losing students of such high quality and with such determination to other universities, and of course if the students leave, the chances of them coming back are much lower. So we would really love to give these people an opportunity to train here in Ireland and live at home, if possible.
So what needs to happen then? Is it a case of just expanding the number of places that are available in the veterinary school in UCD?
Well, we have a fantastic school in UCD, and most of the people on this working group are very proud graduates of UCD. But there are a number of issues in relation to UCD. First of all, its location in Dublin makes it prohibitively expensive for some people to attend. The second thing is, of course, it is in an urban area. We would love to see young veterinary students get significant access to vets in practice and country living, because really that's where the crisis will hit first. The veterinary crisis will hit across the board, but it is the rural and the mixed animal vets are having the greatest challenges at the moment.
Okay,
so there's over 80 places unfilled, jobs that are unfilled at the moment in veterinary in Ireland.
So your proposed solution is a new veterinary school somewhere outside of Dublin.
Yes, we have many proposals. Of course, if we get the go-ahead, it will be the government departments decide on the final outcome. But we would love to suggest a system that is based in the countryside, perhaps in Munster, that is the centre of farming in Ireland. We have universities that are interested in taking this up, picking up the ball and running with it. What we really need is the go-ahead from the government to say that they appreciate there's an issue here and they're willing to put the money behind it. And we have seen Simon Harris do some fantastic work while he's been in office, and we would love to see him move forward with the veterinary hospital as well.
Now, Claire, change your hat there, because I'm going to ask you about these feral cats, because I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear that there are 200,000 feral cats in Ireland.
Yeah, so a feral cat really is a human created issue. So cats are domesticated, and the feral cats are domestic cats that have not been appropriately cared for. So it really is fully our responsibility. You can't say the same about rabbits and badgers and other animals. But cats, if they're wild and if they are unneutered and they're breeding out of control, then it is really a human-caused problem, and it is our responsibility to deal with it. And vets in practice are dealing with it all the time, as are multiple charities up and down the country. But really what we probably need is a more centralised system, because unfortunately, to prevent a feral cat from breeding, they have to be trapped, neutered and re-released.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very work intensive and expensive way of managing the population.
And why is it a problem, Claire, to have these feral cats roaming around the place? I mean, do they not just get on with life and mind their own business?
Well, they do like to mind their own business. You're dead right. That's exactly what they like to do. But unfortunately, they breed out of control. Cats are very effective breeders, and in the wild, they breed like that because so many of their offspring die. And of course, with modern welfare, we would really prefer for our population control not to be based on 50 to 80% of the offspring of these cats dying. Feral Cats Ireland and other charity groups are pushing for is that we neuter these animals. But as I mentioned, that's very labour intensive.
Yeah.
Now, I am, as it happens, on an advisory council for Charlie McConnellogue, where we are helping to draft new legislation for companion animals. Because the legislation isn't in place just yet, it is difficult for the government to go ahead and do anything. But the advisory council that I'm on, we're working very, very hard to move forward with that. And
okay,
feral cats are certainly on the agenda.
Claire, thank you very much. Claire Mead there, who's a vet and founder of the Cat Hospital in Cork.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.